If you have your Bibles, the book of Mark, chapter number 11. Very, very familiar scripture. We say that a lot. This is extremely familiar scripture. At least to a Pentecostal church, it should be.
Yes.
Very familiar. Amen. I preached from this verse in the past and felt like revisiting here today. You know, I've said this many times also. The Word of God is so miraculous. You can preach the same verse and preach it 20 different ways. Isn't that something?
That's right.
That's amazing how God's Word can meet the needs in many different situations. Hallelujah. I'm glad that, you know, this Word right here, it'll help you when you get depressed.
Yes.
It'll help you when you're sick. Any need that happens in life, you can get your strength from this book right here.
Right.
Isn't that something?
Oh,
wow. That's amazing. Amen. To know that this book right here is a powerful book, isn't it? Amen. It'll save the lost. It'll heal the sick.
Yeah.
Woo. It'll bring power to the church.
Yeah.
My. I want to get more familiar with this book, don't you?
Thank you, Lord.
Mark chapter number 11, one verse of scripture, and it'll be enough here today. Therefore, Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Did I tell you which verse? Verse 24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that ye shall receive them, and ye shall have them.
Thank you, Lord.
That's pretty easy understood, ain't it?
Yes.
Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever that you desire, when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. If the Lord will help us today, I'm going to preach what the charismatics have taken from us old-time Pentecost folks. And we don't like to visit this a whole lot, but I'd like to preach on believe and receive. Hallelujah. Believe and receive. Now, the old-time Pentecost, they believed that, didn't they?
Yes.
They practiced that. They preached that. They lived that. We believed that when we believe that God can answer a prayer, amen, that we would receive it. Hallelujah. Now the new fangled church, and I'm not here to bash, you know, but they had a whole lot to that. They Brother Daniel used to have a good saying. I can't even remember it all. Blab it and grab it. Amen. Yeah. Believe it and receive it and some other part to it. Praise God. Amen. I do believe in believing and receiving because the Word of God teaches that.
Right.
But now that's not to be taken lightly. Amen. You can't just go blab a bunch of stuff and say, God's going to do it. God's going to give me $1 million and God's going to give me a Cadillac and all this kind of stuff and think because you're a child of God, you're going to get all that.
Come on.
Right. Woo, hallelujah. But I believe what this scripture essentially means before we get started into it here. Amen. I believe when you really get a burden on your heart for a thing, maybe for a healing, maybe for a lost loved one in your family, whatever that need is in your life, when you really get to praying about that and you believe God can do something about it, you can receive that answer to that prayer. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. Amen. Wigglesworth used to always sing a song before his healing campaigns. Only believe. If I was a singer, I'd probably sing that right now. All things are possible. Only believe. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. We got to believe, don't we?
Yes.
Praise God. The man that come up with the principle of a fulcrum and a lever, remember that? If I can say this right, that Archimedes, when he discovered the power of the lever, here's what he said. He said, if you can find me a fulcrum to rest my lever upon, I can move the world. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. What is you may ask, what is a fulcrum? Praise God. It is a point or a center on which a lever turns. Amen. And I'm so thankful, Brother Daniel, that the fulcrum is the Word of God. Amen. And if we can set a lever, praise God, and us old common boys turn, you get an old slate bar, and you got a rock or something, you're trying to dig a hole for a fence post, and you got a rock in there, you can't get it out, a shovel can't get it, you can't reach reaching there with your hand and pulling out. But if you get you a slate bar, get you a steel bar, and reach in there and hold it against something, you can pry it out of there. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful here today that that word of God is the fulcrum that we have to lever against. Praise God. Woo, amen. And if we would believe in the word of God, I tell you what, I believe we can have revival. Amen. I tell you, I believe our sick could be healed. I believe the lost could be saved. I believe we could have a real move of God if we would begin to believe again. Oh, Brother Daniel, I hope and pray by the time this service is over today that somebody's faith is restored, that we can believe and we can trust God. Amen. Right. I believe we can do it, don't you?
Yes.
Amen. First, we must ask, is there any difference between faith and between believing? Amen. Yes, as much as there is difference between water at rest and water in motion. Amen. You take water in a pond, and it won't do a whole lot of damage. Amen. Brother Jonathan Roberts called me a minute there yesterday, and he said, I'm over here checking. He got a piece of land somewhere down by the river. Amen. And that river's been out of its banks up there. A lot of people have been flooded. You take water in motion and it'll wash roads out. Amen. You take water in motion, it'll knock buildings down. It'll wipe bridges out. Water in motion has got a lot of power, but water at rest has very little power. You can believe all you want. Amen. Oh, yes. Praise God. And the devils believe. Amen. Oh, yes. Come on. But sometimes you got to put a little bit of faith in action. Amen. And that is when believing becomes water in motion. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Help us, Lord. I sure would like to get this across today. It's not enough that there is a general agreement that God is real and that God is true. I've witnessed old Gary. Gary's helped me for 15 years, I guess. And they tells me all the time, I believe in God. It's not enough just to believe in God.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The devils believe and they tremble. It's not enough just to say that there's a God somewhere in the universe. Amen. But when I put my faith in that God, hallelujah, and I say, God, I know, Lord, you're able to move mountains. Amen. That's when faith and believing join up together and they're able to get something done. Amen. Oh, yes. That the invisible things of which the Bible speaks of become realities. Amen. You may accept all this and yet not experience anything in God when we just believe. Amen. Faith then is putting confidence in God's word. Put confidence, amen, in a God as you would in a friend. You ever called a friend up, maybe having a bad day? Maybe just need somebody to talk to and say, hey, can I talk to you a minute? And you put confidence in that friend that they're there to listen and that they're there to pray for you and that they're there to help you. Amen. Oh, that's putting a little bit of confidence and faith in that friend, Brother Daniel, that they'll be there for you. Let me tell you something. When's the last time you really put confidence in God? When's the last time you called out to the Lord and said, God, I know, Lord, you can do something about this. Amen. That's putting faith in motion. Exercising what you know to be a fact. Faith laying hold on the testimony of God. And secondly, we must ask ourselves, is faith the gift of God? Is faith really given up by God? I believe to a certain extent, no doubt it is. But everything that is good comes from God. That has to be a fact. The devil's not going to give you faith. I'll guarantee you that. Amen. I'm exceedingly jealous of everything that seems to rob God, amen, of his glory. So many times we put faith in men's abilities. Amen. We put faith in musical talent. We put faith in a lot of things. I tell you what we better do. We better get faith back in God. Faith is God's gift, just as the same sense as breathing and walking. Amen. Hearing and seeing are God's gifts. Common sense tells us, hallelujah, that while the power to perform these acts is from God, God doesn't do it for us. Listen to me here. Amen.
you. God doesn't talk for you. God doesn't see for you. You got two eyes to look at something wicked. If you want to, God's going to let you do it. Just as much as faith. Amen. Comes from God. Seeing comes from God. Walking comes from God. Thinking comes from God. But he ain't going to think for you. He ain't going to walk for you. He ain't going to talk for you. And God will not have faith for you. You got to have faith for me. I'll preach a little bit about faith today. I hope I can get through and get us to understand, amen, that the more you work your faith, the greater that faith grows. Hallelujah. I wish I had a good strong man in here. Amen. I mean, we're all strong. All you men are strong. But you take a man that's a sight to look at, you know. Brother George, a muscle man. That man didn't get like that. Amen. Because he looked in a magazine and said, I'd like to look like that. No, that man gets muscles and he builds himself strong. You know how he does it? By lifting weights. Not just one day, but he gets up the next day and he gets a routine. Amen. I'm preaching to you. Amen. I hope I'm preaching where you can understand me. He gets a routine, Brother Anthony. Maybe he does legs and arms. You know, I've heard this lingo. And as you can tell by looking at me, I don't know nothing about it. Amen. He'll do legs a certain day. He'll do his chest a certain day. And his arms a certain day. And when he really gets serious, he'll add a meal plan in on that. He'll change his diet. He'll start eating the right foods to build muscle mass. And before you know it, when he really dedicates himself, he'll be a muscular man. Amen. Faith is the same way. If you get serious about having faith, you'll get a routine in your prayer life. You'll get a routine, amen, in your home life. And not only that, you'll go to alternating your meals. Woo! I'm about to feel like preaching here today. Amen. The muscular man, he's got to get serious about building weight. Just the same as that man or that woman of God has to get serious. I want to move mountains. I want to pray and the sick be recovered. I want to pray and the lost get under conviction. I want to pray and revival comes. How does that happen? It just don't happen. God ain't going to do it for you. You got to get hungry. We got to have revival. We got to want the move of God. It just don't happen by chance. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy God.
It comes on purpose.
Yes. Holy.
I don't know who the modern day guys are. This dates me. But I was a kid, he was an Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Amen. That guy, man, he was a muscular guy. You don't get to looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger by chance. Uh-huh. That comes on purpose. Yeah. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, God. Yeah. We got to build our faith, don't we, church? Hallelujah. Amen. We got to ask, is it true that there is in some a greater aptness to believe than in others? I'm going to ask you that today. Does Brother Daniel Bragg have a greater, has God placed in him a greater ability to believe than he has me, or Brother George, or Brother Anthony? I do not believe that one man is born with a greater tendency to believe than another. I do not believe that God is partial to Brother Tommy more so than Brother Kevin. Oh no, I don't believe that. But it is true that one man exercises his faith more than the other man does. Hey, when you get in a pinch and your life begins to twirl, amen, upside down, I've been there when I didn't know what tomorrow held. I've been there when I didn't know what life, amen, had for tomorrow. Hey, but I tell you the difference in some men and women than other men and women. When they get to that place, their faith gets more anchored. And they get in a place of prayer. And they get in a place of grabbing hold on God and saying, God, I can't face tomorrow unless I have you. And the next man, amen, instead of anchoring down, he gets bitter at God. He goes out to a bar somewhere and goes back to his old ways. Amen, or he runs.
the next. But one man said, the only way out of this is to rely on God. The only way I'm going to get out of this is to trust Him. I'm going to come apart. My life's going to be destroyed if I don't hang on to God.
Woo! Yeah,
yes.
I got to be very careful here.
Have your way.
But somebody told Michelle not long ago, they said, hey, I know I backslid, and I know I got out away from God. Amen? And I can't get into all the details, because I wouldn't want to put anybody, amen? But they said, I know I shouldn't have got out of church. I know I shouldn't have backslid. I know I shouldn't have did it. But when life happened like that, it hit me with a haymaker. And it hit me. And it knocked my world upside down. And I went back to the only thing I ever knew. Partying and running and drugging and doing what I always knew what to do. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. You might as well put your seatbelt on. We're already about knee deep to waist deep in this. Hey, church, amen, when life hits you with a haymaker, you're going to find out where you're going to run. Are you going to run to the former things? Are you going to run to the world from where you came from? Are you going to fall down at the feet of Jesus and say, Lord, you're my only chance. You're my only help. You're the only way I'm going to be able to make it through this. I come to tell this church, I said He's able to take you through.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Woo. Holy, holy Lord.
Amen.
Bless
yes. Lord. Faith comes stronger the more you exercise it.
Right.
Talking about Brother Daniel around here the other night. Sister Stacy was telling me, Clayton's been having ear problems. Get ready to see an ENT surgeon, or you had seen one?
Get ready
to see one.
Get ready to.
Had ear problems. Brother Daniel come in here. He said, somebody got ear problems. Somebody's hurting in her ear.
Yeah.
Now, any old Joe can get up and do that.
Come on.
Amen. But it takes another old Joe to get up and do that and be right. Amen. In a church with 30 folks in it. And he got a little particular, more particular, they said. They said, Brother Daniel said, not only is somebody in here that got ear, but he's right over in here. He felt the Spirit. I wasn't here. I'm just going by what I said. Right over in here. Hey, let me tell you something. Brother Daniel just didn't wake up yesterday morning and have a hold on that. But he's had that for years. He's had a hold on that and praise through and has to get the healing and has to get the God working in him. Hey, church, do you want that? It ain't going to come by one night getting on your knees. Now I lay me down to sleep. Amen. Say a little prayer. But you got to get hungry. You got to exercise that faith.
Right,
yes, Lord.
Yes.
Holy.
How often should you exercise your faith? Every day.
Right.
Yes. What would an athlete do? Amen. Now you can use any kind of an athlete here. I hate it. While we were in the hospital, it come across my phone there and said that, what was it, 60 athletes, ice skating figurines. They were highly talented people that could skate on ice. Now, I can't skate on ice just straight in a straight line. Amen. Much less they can jump and twirl and do all that. Amen. You take an ice skating figurine, and if they went a day or two or a week or a month without skating, now I'm sure they could get back up and be good, but they wouldn't be elite like they one time were. Hallelujah. You take a major league pitcher that can take that ball and strike out the best hitter on the squad. Amen. You take that man and he loses desire and he don't practice and he quits throwing every day and he just throws here and there, and then he gets up against that best hitter. That hitter's going to take him across the fence. You know why? Because he ain't exercising the talent that God gave him. Hey, church, what I'm trying to get us to understand, you can't just hit and miss, get a hold of it one week and get cold for a month. If you really want the power of God, you gotta get serious and exercise every day.
Yes, Lord.
Woo. Yes. Are the objects of faith limited? Woo.
Bless you, Lord.
There is an instance in the life of Luther, Martin Luther.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody ever read of Martin Luther?
Yeah.
I come across this, it's touched my heart. I didn't know this. Some of you may have knew this. But he had a great friend. Martin Luther was a great reformer, they call him, a great church reformer. You know, when the church was reforming from Catholicism to Protestantism and coming out of that iron fist Catholic church. Amen. Martin Luther was one of the great reformers. He was the great reformer. But he had a man that he really had leaned on heavy. I didn't know this. And his name was Meconius. And Meconius was ill. Amen. With a swelling in his throat. I screenshotted this because I want to read to you what Luther wrote. Amen. I touch my heart back there if I can find it. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And Meconius got sick with this major swelling in his throat. Back years ago, they didn't have medicine like we got today. And it swelled and it swelled and it swelled. And the doctor said, you're going to die. And he wrote a letter to Luther. And he said, Luther, I'm sorry. I've helped you all I can. Amen. But the doctor said, I'm dying. And he said, pray for me. But by the time you get this letter, I'll probably be gone. Luther got the letter and he rebuked death. I love this. Amen. In 15 and 40. Amen. This when it happened, and on his bed he wrote a loving farewell note to Luther with a trembling hand. And Luther received the letter and he sent back a reply. I command thee in the name of God to live, because I still need of thee in the work of the reforming of the church. The Lord will never let me hear that thou art dead, but will permit thee to survive. For this I am praying. This is my will, and may my will be done, because I seek only to glorify the name of God. Although Meconius had already lost the ability to speak when Luther's letter came, amen, he read that letter, and faith rose up in Meconius when he read the words of Martin Luther, thou shalt not die, but thou shalt surely live, because I have need of you. Amen. His throat was swelled together. He was going to die just any moment. But historians say that that massive swelling in his throat ruptured, and that infection ran down his throat, and Meconius outlived Luther, and they reformed the church. Hey, church, I come to tell us today, amen, is our faith limited? No! Amen. Ask anything in my name, and you shall receive. Yeah, amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Am I preaching at a Pentecostal church?
No.
Amen. Am I preaching amongst people that believe God? Am I preaching, amen, in a church that believe God can still do miracles? Am I preaching amongst people that still believe God can do anything?
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Another instance. Days gone by is a man who was being destroyed by cancer. And this man prayed, oh Lord, wilt thou let cancer eat out my eyes that I use to read your word and that I use to preach your gospel? Amen. And this man prayed, oh Lord, will you really let cancer eat out my eyes? Thou wilt not, Lord. Amen. Thou wilt put greater honor on thy servant than that. And to the astonishment of the medical team, when that cancer got to his eyes, it stopped. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm about to feel like doing a Pentecostal dance. I said it stopped when it got to his eyes. Amen. All things are possible to them that believe. I said I come to preach. Believe and receive. Believe that God's able. Believe that God can. And I believe God is going to do it in your life.
Thank you, Lord.
According as your faith be.
Yes.
So be it unto you. Now, if your faith has been watching television all day from daylight to dark and the news and bad stuff,
yeah,
and you got your mind all garbled up with that, do you think God's going to use that?
No.
Woo!
Oh, man.
I was preaching good. Hey, we want to know why we don't have faith when all our mind is upon worldly matters. Amen. We sit around watching ungodly movies. We sit around watching ungodly stuff on our phones. And our time is so occupied with the things of this world. And then we want to know why we don't have power with God. That's why. That's why. Amen. Amen. One man said, what my eye sees affects my heart. We got to have power. We got to have power with God, church. And it comes by exercising faith in the flesh.
Amen.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
If you're exercising flesh, you're not going to have faith.
Right.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
You ready for a little more? Amen. That somebody said, oh, back in the old days, they laid hands on the sick and they recovered. The blind was received their sight. The deaf, amen, ears were open. The lame got up out of wheelchairs. They weren't so preoccupied, amen, with the flesh back then either. Woo! Amen, Brother Jason. They weren't so occupied with the flesh, amen, that they didn't have time, amen, for the Spirit and for
faith.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Come on.
Right, true.
Jesus.
Wow. Bless
you, Lord. I got to watch out here. I got to be careful. Now, Lester Roloff, old Baptist preacher, he preached against reading the newspaper.
Come on.
That's pretty rough, ain't it?
Yeah.
Now, I wish that's all we had to worry about was the newspaper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you wish that's all we had to worry about?
Yeah,
was a newspaper. Hey, man, they used to have that song on the radio. This has been 20 years ago when I was younger. They said the number one problem in schools in America 50 years ago, which now would be about 70 years ago, was chewing bubble gum.
Yeah.
I wish bubble gum was all we had to worry about.
All right.
Woo! Now we got to worry about kids bringing dope to school. Now we got to have armed guards at the gates. Now we got to have drug dogs. Amen. Now they have carry guns and knives and kill each other. Hey, church, what I'm trying to tell you is, amen, we got to watch out. We're drifting. No longer we don't have faith. No longer we don't have power. Because we're drifting from where we need to be. How can I believe that we have in the present what is spoken of, amen, in the future?
Yes.
Believe and receive. You will see that it's neither, amen, first future, amen. The words are rightly translated. It doesn't mean believe now and receive sometime later. It does not mean believe now. And if you are tempted to have difficulty with the text, why don't you turn to Isaiah 65:24? And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer.
Yeah.
Woo. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear.
Yes.
You're not to believe that God formerly did it, but doesn't do it now. Now, your mind is so warped, all you're caught up on is what God used to do, what God used to be able to do. Your mind's too warped for God to move today.
Right.
Woo.
Yes, come
on.
Hey, man, am I doing all right here?
Amen.
Come on.
I thank God for everything you did in the past, brother.
Yes,
I really do. I thank God for everything you did in the past. But let me tell you something. I still believe He can do it today.
Right.
I said, I still believe He can do it today. Oh, God. Woo. Hey, man, won't you raise your hand and ask God to bring faith in this house? Won't you raise your hand and ask God to touch our faith? Amen. Oh, God, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it right here today. You're not to believe that God formerly, amen, did it, but He can do it now. You're not to believe that God did it, but He can do it now. Amen. We're not to believe that God doesn't do it, but I come to tell you God can do it. I said God can do it. Hey! Amen. Not to
keep bringing it up because Reese ain't even in here. It gets her thinking about a lot of her times. She hears me talk about it. But everywhere I go, everywhere I go, amen, I didn't even realize so many people even knew. I can't go anywhere that people don't say, amen, how's your daughter doing? Hey, church, I come to tell you, God still does miracles today. Amen. When Reese laid up there with her brain about 3 inches past her skull, and the doctor told me every day for days she's going to die. There's no way she can live. All I can tell you is I didn't have a lot of faith, but all the faith I had was in one thing, and that was in God. And I laid up there in the night hours, and I laid up there when I couldn't sleep, and I said, God, if you don't touch my baby, she's going to die. Amen, God. If you don't do something, she's going to die. And I can't bury too. God, would you do it? God, would you heal her and touch her body?
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You're going to rehab. And that speech therapist, she helps out some where Reese goes. Still goes up there a lot. Mondays mostly. Was Tuesdays, I think it's Monday now. He switched all that. And that speech therapist, I don't know how many times she's coughed down her cry. And she said, hey, preacher, I want you to know this ain't normal. I want you to know what happened with your daughter ain't normal. She said, I've seen this over and over and over. She said, they lay there, amen, like a vegetable. The doctors told me she'll never be much more than a vegetable. She'll lay in that bed. She won't be able to eat. You have to feed her through a tube. She'll lay in that bed. Won't even be able to talk. It's messed the speech part of her body up. Amen. She'll not talk. She'll not be able to eat. She'll be a vegetable for the rest of her life. And 10 dark days later, she woke up. Amen. Not a vegetable, but she woke up talking. Hey, I come to tell you, church, you heard her today singing. Hey, I come to tell us, God is still real. God is still able. God is still able to move. Raise your hand, believe God. Let's believe God is able.
Hallelujah.
What do you mean?
Lord.
What preparation
Lord.
Must I have? What preparation must I do in order to believe and get God to move? What do you mean by preparation? You answer. Amen. In other words, brother, how many tears do I got to shed before God will move? Amen. How much must I be moved in my spirit before God will move? How about how much godly sorrow must I have before God will move? Amen. I've read the Bible through from front to back. I don't know how many times. And I find no standard. God has not set up any standards. No exact quantity of tears is mentioned. Amen. No limit. Amen. On how much a sinner must repent before he can be saved. Now we've got it. He's got to pray 10 minutes. He's got to get in an altar. He's got to do this and this. That's all things man says. Amen. But there's almost more creeds, amen, than there are Christians. But some people could not shed a tear if you gave them the world. Still, the heart may shed a tear if you gave them, amen, everything. God has not put in the power, amen, of stipulations. Only thing God put a stipulation on is, do you believe? Do you believe I'm able to heal? Do you believe that I'm able to save? And when we believe, I don't care if you shed a tear. When we believe, I don't care if you've laid on your face for 7 days. None of that matters. The only thing matters is when I believe. When my spirit touches his spirit, and I believe that he's able to heal. And I believe that he's able to give revival. And I believe that he's able to save. That's when God moves.
Yes,
woo!
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
So my question for you today is, when are you going to believe?
My Lord and my God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
When are you going to believe?
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Feel the Holy Ghost here today. Bow your head with me. When are you going to believe? Oh, God. Yea, I say, I spoke to thee this day. When will you believe me at my word? Yea, I say, when will you put your faith in action and believe that I'm able to do exceedingly abundantly above? When will you believe that I can move and do it for you?
Thank you, Lord.
This day.
Thank you, Lord.
Yea, I say, I want to move. I want to have revival, and I want to reach the lost, and I want to move through you, but I'm waiting for you to believe that I can use you, and believe that I'm going to move through my people, saith God this day. I feel the Holy Ghost. Is there anybody wants to believe? Is there anybody wants God to use them? Is there anybody wants God to move in them? Is there anybody that'll say, God, would you use me, Lord? I believe, Lord, that you can heal the sick. I believe you can save the lost. I believe you can send revival. I believe you can have a stronger send revival headed to West Virginia in the surrounding tri-state area. I believe you can do it, Lord. But I gotta believe. Come on, church.